This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Well, this is an historic evisceration of the authority of the EPA to regulate greenhouse gases. Our country and the planet is right now suffering from a four-alarm fire. The planet is running a fever.
I got a fever, and the only prescription.
It's the future of the liberal world order.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
Let's talk about another story. There are staples of the summer and July the 4th fireworks, but expect more bust than boom this year. Some shipping costs have more than tripled. There are backups at West Coast ports. There's a shortage of trucks to transport fireworks and a shortage of people who are certified to transport and launch them.
So you're going to tell me that you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles or screaming memes?
No.
Oh, come on, man. You don't got no lady fingers, gut busters, zippity-doo-dahs, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
No.
Because snakes and sparklers are the only ones I like.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
What is the certification process to become a fireworks launcher? There must just be one question on that form. How fast can you run? That's all you need, right? Don't point it at people. How fast can you run? 844-500-4242. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show as we head into 4th of July weekend, Independence Day, coming up on Monday. Very excited. Let's see. Joe Biden was out and about today. That is to say, he was across the street from the White House in the fake White House set that they've constructed for him because he's too senile, he's too myopic, literally and figuratively, to read any cue cards or anything like that. So they had to construct this set across the street so he could read the teleprompter. And he held some sort of a meeting with governors. This was, again, it was a dog and pony show. Oh, everything's terrible. The world is crumbling around us. Roe v. Wade has been overturned by some, he used the word extremist, the extremists on the Supreme Court today. In fact, he may have just said extremists, extremist court. But all of this, a lot of misinformation, something that Kathy Hochul was ranting and raving about. There's a lot of misinformation about there. Then she immediately spewed some herself. Joe Biden spewing misinformation on Roe v. Wade. Can I tell you this? No state has completely abolished abortion. Every single one that has a trigger law allows for some sort of emergency scenario. What those states have done is they have outlawed pretty much elective abortions. If you don't feel like it, or this child is going to be a burden in your life, those are no longer valid reasons. It's that simple. States vary with those trigger laws on whether there are exceptions for pregnancies by rape or incest. And that is certainly up for debate, and we can have that debate. That's fine. But nobody has lost complete rights, if you want to call it a right, to an abortion if an emergency has come up. And AOC had some funny things to say about this. She's always comical. We'll talk about that in a few minutes as well. But this was Joe Biden today. He had some governors. He had he had Kathy Hochul there. He had J.B. Pritzker. He had Jay Inslee and several others. Ned Lamont. The only one that really got to speak was Hochul there before they closed off the meeting to the press and to the viewing public. And, of course, you can hear why. Let's play these cuts again, because just play cut one and two back to back. This is how they happen chronologically. There are no cuts here except for the splicing of the two cuts. Let's just play one and two back to back, Jared.
Can you see us? Can you hear us?
Yes.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for doing this. Thanks. Leave it to you. I open it up. Okay.
Yeah, that's why he has to have the note card. You take your seat. You say thank you. You introduce yourself. You introduce the governors. You start off the program. Guy's dumb as a stump. There's really no words for it. So he goes right into his diatribe of oh, how sorrowful this week has been. You know, we're losing so much progress in the United States. The rights of women are being trampled. And by the way, I thought it wasn't just women that could give birth anymore. I thought men could give birth too. Has the science been reversed on that? Because with this issue, it just seems like that talking point has gone away. In fact, Joe Biden was holding this conference. Alongside him was somebody I'd never heard of before, and I didn't even bother looking into what she does. But he said something to do with the gender studies department at the White House. I could be misremembering that, but I specifically remember him saying gender studies or something to that effect. And she was in there in an official capacity. It was probably a department under a department. So that whole science has gone out the window with Roe v. Wade. They don't know what to get upset at. They can't be upset over too many things at once. You can only have so many virtue signals in the room at one time. So here he is. Woe is me, woe are us. Roe v. Wade is gone. Cut three.
I'm joined by a group of Democratic governors, and we work closely to protect women's rights after this tragic reversal of Roe v. Wade. A terrible, extreme decision, in my view, upending lives and impacting on the health and safety of millions of women.
Right there, right off the bat, there's misinformation. Health and safety is accounted for in every one of the states that had trigger laws overturning Roe v. Wade when the decision went back to the states. Every single one. Health, safety were all accepted reasons for a safe abortion. As safe can be. Upending lives. That's just terminology. AOC the other day said, we have to take baby steps. The babiest of baby steps is to start having abortion clinics, abortion tents on federal lands. These people don't know when to watch out for their phrasing. Upending lives. Again, what does abortion do? Upend literal lives. Not just figuratively, literally killing children. Joe Biden had vicious words to say about the six justices, really five, but technically six, that voted to overturn Roe v. Wade. But he lumped the whole court in there together. Cut four.
And I share the public outrage that this extremist court has committed to moving America backwards with fewer rights, less autonomy.
Did he say extremist court in there? Let me hear that one again.
And I share the public outrage at this extremist court.
Yep. Public outrage at this extremist court. He's calling all of them extremists. So they've all got to come out. So Sotomayor's got to say something.
Good
about
thing that Breyer's right? Out of there now.
Ketanji Brown Jackson was sworn in. He just labeled her an extremist. Man, oh man. What's extreme is not realizing what overturning Roe v. Wade did, and the lies that they continue to push on the American public for outrage. I mean, they're fomenting this. They're fueling the fire. I'm the one that pulled these cuts. I don't know what the hell he was trying to say in this. I called it a run-on word salad because he's so distressed. And he said the quiet part out loud. They don't have enough votes to get the filibuster out of there. Which, again, is you know, they complained about changing the rules. Donald Trump changing the rules. Republicans are changing the rules.
You know, unconstitutional. They're blocking a Supreme Court pick by Barack Obama. They're changing the rules, and they're not allowing. They want to push Kavanaugh through. They're changing the rules.
Well, here's Biden, just crying about how he can't change the rules. Cut six.
As I said yesterday, the filibuster should not stand in the way of us being able to do that. But right now, we don't have the votes in the Senate to change the filibuster at the moment. That means we need two more votes now, not now, when we vote, probably after November. More senators and House majority and the House majority elected in November to get this bill to my desk.
Boy, if that isn't wishful thinking, I don't know what is, pal. Have you seen the polls lately? Bal, 85% of Americans think the country's headed in the wrong direction. And your big issues
get
are,
ready, pal.
Your big issues that you want people to vote on are Second Amendment rights, which anybody who's living in New York City now is probably very grateful that the Supreme Court did what they did last week. And they can carry outside of their homes. That's an issue you want people to vote on. And abortion, which the only platform you have is just confusing people and telling them that their rights are being stripped, that they have no more freedoms, they have no more autonomy over their bodies. It's just not true. And then he goes even further than that. Cut seven. Listen to this.
I think people are going to be shocked when the first state, that tries to arrest a woman for crossing a state line to get health services, and I don't think people believe that's going to happen, but it's going to happen, and it's going to telegraph to the whole country that this is a gigantic deal that goes beyond. I mean, it affects all your basic rights.
He literally believes that states that are not abortion-friendly states are going to be camped out along the borders as if they've, you know, our police officers have nothing better to do. Going to be camped out along the borders, keeping an eye out for. How do you spot somebody who's on their way to having an abortion, by the way? How do you talk about profiling. How do you make that discernment? He thinks they're going to be camped out along the borders, pulling people over and criminally charging them when these states don't say that they're going to criminally charge individuals getting abortions. They say they will criminally charge doctors and caregivers who give abortions under illegal circumstances in accordance with their trigger laws. The man is a buffoon, and he wants you to believe his buffoonery. It's complete garbage, utter nonsense he's spewing. And you haven't even heard half of it yet. We've got more cuts from New York Governor Kathy Hochul. Disgusting, disgusting stuff that she's making up. 844-500-4242. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this. He doesn't pay any heed to climate change doomsday predictions.
Why is it you liberals, no matter what subject you're talking about, you always get around to that? You guys got more ways for the world to end than a dog's got fleas.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Howie Carr Show store. Heading to the Cape this summer, maybe even this weekend, save on your stay by purchasing a $200 voucher to Holiday Vacation Condominiums in West Yarmouth for just $100. Get your voucher today at HowieCarShow.com and click store. Jared, what's today's poll question? What are the results thus far?
Where do you prefer to swim, the beach or the pool?
Pool guy. Some texters have been weighing in here. Yeah, salt water is good for like open wounds and stuff. Which I agree, I've been beneficiary of that, but you can't beat the pool. You don't have that salt stuck to you. afterwards. There's so many nuisances with the beach. I'm a pool guy.
Still in the lead, 56% to 44%.
What's gone
Gap's
down?
Gap's narrowing a little bit.
Yeah.
We got some sharks voting in the poll.
I said, yeah, weird again, according to that hate mail caller earlier this week. 844-500-4242. My stance on owning a pool, though, is my same stance as owning a boat. Never own a boat. Be friends with somebody who owns a boat. Never own a pool. Be friends with somebody who owns a pool. Once again, my in-laws to the rescue. They've got the pool.
There was a host I used to work with. I can't remember who it was, but he said, boat, B-O-A-T, bet on another $1,000 to spend.
Ah, clever. Yeah, it's always they're money pits. Kevin, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Thanks for holding on, Kevin.
Good afternoon. I hope you're having a great pre-4th of July week coming up here.
So far, yeah.
This abortion routine, a couple little points. One you've hit on already, but I don't think it's being pushed out there enough, that this is only saying that the federal government's not going to be involved, that it's still up to the states to make that right.
Yeah.
So people complain that the women lose their rights. That's up to their own state, where they have a lot more say in it than they do in the national politics.
Which, I mean, that confuses me, though. If the federal government isn't going to have a say on abortion, why do we have people like AOC and Granny Warren advocating for abortion on federal lands? Jared, do you have any insight into that? I have no idea how that would be feasible if...
Well, I brought this up on Grace's show. The Roe versus Wade decision has been overturned,
yeah,
which means it does not exist. There is nothing federally that exists that protects abortion. Therefore, you cannot have something that doesn't exist on federal lands.
Right. If you're not acknowledging it or...
There is nothing to do.
There's nothing to codify.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. Their reasoning is bizarre. I don't get it. Don't try to get it. You'll ruin your brain trying to understand the mind of a liberal. Thanks very much for the call,
Kevin. Are we doing anything else with the inside of Lincoln's head at the Mount Rushmore? that's just wasted space.
Yeah, it's all vacant, isn't it? On the inside, it's hollow, sure. Ed, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, thank you. I had to call you up about the soundbite you just had about Biden saying that he's worried about women crossing state lines and all that, but we've got thousands of immigrants crossing the border on the south in Texas.
Good
and
point.
Along the southeast.
Yeah. No, you're right. And during COVID, weren't they worried about people crossing state lines? Wasn't New York one of those states where they were going to keep an eye out for people who had different license plates and they were going to potentially fine them for crossing state lines during the pandemic?
And it was also Rhode Island.
Yeah. Yeah, it's again, if it weren't for double standards, they'd have no standards at all, something Howie always says, and it's so true. Thanks very much for the call, Ed. Yeah, they're worried about state borders and if people are going to be stopping people and by the way, the texts on that have been hilarious. One texter said, they're going to have... rolling roadblocks. You're going to have pregnancy checkpoints. 781 said abortion-sniffing dogs will be called in at those checkpoints to make sure that nobody's crossing for an abortion. How do you prove that? We'll be back after the break. I'm Taylor Cormier. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Poor dog died.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Just came across a Twitter thread. Pride in London, which is an account, apparently. They're verified. Pride in London. Obviously, LGBTQIA thing. But they said, are you attending Pride in London tomorrow? Here are some tips on staying safe. And I'm thinking, is London known for being homophobic and whatnot? No, they're still freaking worried about COVID. They're still putting this stuff out. My God. If you're not feeling well, please don't travel and consider the health and safety of others. Take a COVID test. Stay at home. The pollen forecast for tomorrow is high. make sure you have all your medication with you if you have any allergies. Good Lord. 844-500-4242. Back to this this accessibility Joe Biden had with, because it wasn't a conference. They didn't get anything accomplished. They didn't throw any new ideas out there, except for maybe one. And that was from New York Governor Kathy Hochul. We'll get to that cut in just a moment. But she started out her comments by saying, well, we hear all this chatter and people are just really very ill-informed. Cut eight.
We also launched a public awareness campaign because there's a lot of misinformation. Women in New York are seeing the national news. They don't know whether their rights are protected here in New York. So we're going to continue to be leaders in this fight, protect our providers.
They don't know, but they're taking to the streets anyway. They're slashing tires, not for pregnancy and abortion, but for climate change. But I'm sure it'll be tire slashing for abortion soon enough. In Massachusetts, they're marching. They appeared outside the state house. You had all over this past weekend, all over in states where nothing changed, nothing happened, everything was status quo. Roe v. Wade was upheld. States, as far as the theory behind it, but states, they kept their abortion stipulations in place. You know, Charlie Parker signed an executive order protecting, quote unquote, women's rights to murder their children. That's where the misinformation was, that you had so many people angered and upset that their lives, their possibilities didn't change whatsoever. That's where the misinformation was. But she knows better than us. I mean, we should know better, but she counts her state as enlightened. And I guess Massachusetts would be an enlightened state, according to New York Governor Kathy Hochul. This is cut nine.
The rights of millions of women across this country are now falling on the shoulders of just a handful of states. Just a handful of states are now going to have to take care of the health care of women from other states. So we believe, as you do, Mr. President, that what's available to New Yorkers and the other enlightened states should be available to all Americans.
Enlightened states. Wow. I feel so much better about myself now.
Are they enlightened states, like the United States?
The United States, the enlightened states. We know so much more than those backwater redneck states. They've gone back to the Cretaceous, really. They're Neanderthals. They're cavemen. This is barbaric, carrying out pregnancies
barbaric
to full term and actually delivering their children. How dare they? How dare they? And we wonder,
how dare you?
We wonder why population is on the downtrend. We wonder why liberals are not procreating as much as non-liberals, as much as conservatives. But there's a big reason staring you right in the face. They're enlightened. They know better. Here's some misinformation. This is more than misinformation. This is what you call a whopper. I've been out and about. I've never seen Charlie Baker at a market basket, at a farm stand. Never seen him on the tee anywhere. And I would say that he doesn't really purport to be that kind of guy. Which is fine. But if he did, I think people would call him out on it. Something tells me that Miss Clutching Her Pearls herself, Kathy Hochul, isn't the woman that she describes herself to be in this cut right here. Cut 10.
This is a frightening time for women all across our nation. A lot of fear and anxiety out there. And I hear it from women all across the state, or they come up to me at subway stops in New York City, at farmers markets, literally young women who never even had to think about this right, or coming up and putting their arms around my neck and sobbing. So there is such stress out there.
Maybe that should have been the poll question. Whose story was more believable? Kathy Hochul's story about people meeting her on the subway and at the farmers markets and throwing their arms around her neck and sobbing, or Cassidy Hutchinson's tales of, of Donald Trump stealing the beast and driving it down Pennsylvania Avenue, beating up the Secret Service agents, and wanting people with guns into his rally. Whose tale was more believable? In that instance, I think I would like to think Cassidy Hutchinson's is more believable. Jack Posobiec, I listened to his podcast, Human Events Daily, and he said, a part of me wants to believe that actually happened, because that's pretty cool. President hijacking the beast, which is physically impossible. I mean, his own physical limitations aside, his weight, his age, he doesn't exercise. Aside from all that, it's just the barrier inside either the Beast SUV or the Beast Cadillac car. You can't do it.
MAGA chop to the clavicle. Magical.
Here's some Donald Dojo for you. 844-500-4242. Yeah, like people run up to Kathy Hochul and say, here's a woman I can hug and cry into her shoulder. I'm not buying it. Here's the one idea she had that I previewed earlier. So maybe federal lands are not the best option, but how about VA hospitals? How about, the IRS buildings? How about FBI offices? Those are all federal buildings, right? Wouldn't you just love to go to the IRS to get an abortion? Cut 12.
So what we're asking to help continue at the federal level, we believe that more can be done to fund family planning services more broadly, to allow the providers and their clinics to have state federal resources for these services, and they can focus on private dollars for abortion services.
More federal facilities, more aid. Whether it be hosting your friendly neighborhood abortion or contributing to your friendly neighborhood abortion, we need more help from the federal government. Again, I don't know what the constitutionality of that, if they're even allowed to now. That was one of the things that Joe Biden flip-flopped on during his campaign. I forget the name of the act, but he was against it before he was for it, federal dollars being contributed to abortions. Yeah, he changed his stance on that, but I don't know if that ever got, I don't think that ever got passed, and it certainly won't now. And they always use this argument. So Kamala used this the other day in her interview with CNN, with Dana Bash. She talked about, Dana went up to her and said, "You're a woman too." She's like, "You're right. I'm also the daughter of a woman. And I'm the granddaughter of a woman." Kathy Hochul is a big Kamala fan. And they use this argument as if it's legitimate, as if it is even right. It's more ironic than anything else that they talk about their ancestors and their lineage, their descendants, as some sort of, I don't even know exactly how to put it, some sort of great talking point as far as having a great, great message for in favor of abortion. They call on their families. Cut 11.
So thank you for convening us. We are there to stand with you to do something that protect a right that my mother's generation had to fight for. I fought for. My daughter, who's in her 30s, had to fight for. And now, Mr. President, I have a brand new granddaughter. And thank you for your note acknowledging that. I didn't think we'd have to fight this battle for her generation as well, but apparently we do, but we are ready to take on that fight. So thank you.
You want to fight for the right, for the ability to, for your daughter to have killed that granddaughter that you now enjoy, is what it comes down to. That's your logic? That's how you're running your state? With that kind of backwards thinking? I'm at a loss for words at how they can continue to invoke their children and their parents, their mothers and grandmothers, as evidence in favor of abortion when they're flapping their gums as evidence that they didn't have any or they didn't abort them. 844-500-4242. Ed, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, thanks, Taylor. It's kind of ironic that AOC and Elizabeth Warren will allow abortions on federal lands, but they won't allow drilling for oil.
Yeah, they want another kind of drilling. Is one way to put it. And federal lands, I would imagine a lot of that are tribal communities. Isn't that more of white America taking away some portion of tribal lands? Isn't that, I mean, that's why those tribal lands were established to begin with. Isn't this kind of commandeering and taking away from the Native Americans some of their parcels in order to accommodate another genocide, Ed?
Well, Elizabeth Warren is Hiawatha, right?
Yeah, she's, I don't know what she is, Sioux, Navajo, Blackfoot, she, whatever she wants to be. Thanks very much for the call, Ed. Ray, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Ray.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I'm tired of the sexist nature of this whole thing. You know, women get the right to kill their children, whether it's, whenever it is, depending on the state, whether it's 16 weeks or right up to birth. I got 9 kids. I didn't get that. I was never offered that option. I think we ought to just change the whole thing. We ought to attack it as sexist. We ought to give men and women an equal opportunity to do it. And we ought to just raise the abortion age. Let's not put it at birth. Let's put it at 18.
Did you hear, Ray, that more men are now getting vasectomies since Roe v. Wade? I mean, that's the biggest preventative measure, I guess, you can impart on yourself. But vasectomies are way, way up. In states where, a lot of these trigger laws went into effect, it's pretty funny. But it's... I get your point, Ray. I don't see it exactly the same way as you do, even if you're speaking farcically. It's just pretty black and white to me. Every child deserves a chance. Again, we can debate the rape incest argument and come to different terms on that, which a lot of these states have. But it's elective, just because you can't afford, because you don't want, or because it's just overall too much of a burden. I don't think are acceptable excuses. That's all they are, excuses. 844-500-4242. AOC had a very fascinating history lesson for us. We'll listen to her after the break. I'm Taylor Cormier. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Knock it off with them negative waves. Why don't you say something righteous and hopeful for a change?
Howie Carr.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Howie Carr is back.
All right, so let's get our daily dose of AOC. Giving us a history lesson on Instagram last night. She loves to go on Instagram Live. She's completely unfiltered, spewing this stream of bear consciousness. Cut 6.
So I'm sorry, but a bunch of men who are very ignorant about medicine, biology, rape culture, that and misogyny that they were raised in, including legal liability and how it factors in with the medical field, they are people who are ignorant to all of that are the ones that are writing these laws. Some of them were even written in the 1800s. So don't tell me that people in the 1800s knew what an ectopic pregnancy was.
I will tell you that people in the 1800s knew what an ectopic
pregnancy was. I'm pretty sure they would have known.
This didn't take too much digging. This was very easy to find out. I searched ectopic pregnancy, 1800s. This was the first result. This is a study in 1991, June 26th. So this past week, it was 31 years old. The History of the Diagnosis and Treatment of Ectopic Pregnancy, a Medical Adventure. Interesting title by Samuel Lurie. From its indirect reference by Apulcasis and until the 19th century, the ectopic pregnancy was known as a universally fatal accident. By reporting successful treatment of tubal pregnancy with salpingectomy in 1884, Robert Lawson Tate started an era of almost 70 years of exclusively extirpative treatment of ectopic pregnancy. So as late as 1884, but Jared, could you ask me if it goes back any further, our knowledge of ectopic pregnancy?
Taylor, how far back does the knowledge of ectopic pregnancy go?
Jared, I am glad you asked. In 1604.
What?
Riolan of Paris, Jean Riolan of Paris, was the first to report an authentic ruptured tubal pregnancy. The patient in the fourth month of her eighth pregnancy died the day after the onset of symptoms. When was the next one? Bussière of Paris recorded in 1693 the first finding of an unruptured ectopic pregnancy. The unruptured tubal pregnancy was diagnosed at necropsy of an executed young woman. De Saint-Maurice of Perigold was the first to observe a case of ovarian pregnancy in 1682. The diagnosis was made post-mortem. Jacob Norius in 1591 and 1596 performed the first recorded attempt of something resembling surgery for ectopic pregnancy. His procedure consisted of making an abdominal incision and extracting the fetus, nothing more. And in 1816, John King of South Carolina performed a vaginal section for ectopic pregnancy, and the woman survived the operation. So in 1816, the operations successfully were taking place, the earliest parts of the 19th century. And AOC says, well, they didn't even know back in the 1800s about ectopic pregnancy. So it's not too difficult. But I'm the only one fact-checking her on this, apparently. Chump Line coming up here on the Howie Carr Show. Don't go anywhere.